The last question we put to holiday shoppers for our special report on charity and giving was this: how much do you know about where your contributions go?
John F. Jones. I live in Millbrae, California. I don't know how it's spent.
My name is Carol Owen, and I live in Prescott. You know what? Once you give it away, it's other people's hands, and so you did your part.
My name is Eric Burns. I'm age 32. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. Before I'd give any significant amount of money, I'll probably research that organization and figure out what they do and how much of that money goes back to the people that need it.
Several watchdog groups monitor the finances of nonprofits, making sure the money that you give to charity actually goes where it's supposed to go. The outspoken head of one of those groups is drawing attention for the very public way that he goes after groups he thinks may be misleading donors. From Chicago Public Radio, Melba Lara has more.
In the charity watchdog universe, Daniel Borokoff stands out for his strong and very public opinions about what he calls scam charities and stodgy foundations.
People are too complacent and too passive when it comes to giving, particularly the world of philanthropy. A lot of people are in bed with each other, and they don't want to risk saying anything that might offend somebody that knows somebody that funds somebody. And if we want to accomplish as much as we can with our limited charitable money, that's not a good way to go about it.
Borokoff is the founder of the American Institute of Philanthropy.
So we can do this or feel free to leave.
In a small high-rise office overlooking Chicago's lakefront, the 45-year-old former Wall Street analyst pores over financial reports from about 500 charities. The AIP rates hundreds of charities and gives them letter grades from A to F. Borokoff is checking how much a group spends on charitable programs, what it costs them to raise money, and how much they have banked in cash reserves. His grading method is controversial, but it's his willingness to go public that's drawing heat from nonprofits. Borokoff angered many in the charity community when he testified before Congress about questionable fundraising practices following the September 11th attacks. He singled out the American Red Cross for its decision to divert some donations to general support.
They were not upfront about what they needed for disaster. But, you know, but on the other hand, the public wasn't asking that question. The media wasn't asking that question. And had that been more upfront, this scandal wouldn't have happened and the Red Cross wouldn't have gotten its reputation tarnished from the event.
Since founding AIP in 1993, Daniel Borokoff has been relentless about expressing his concerns about a number of groups, especially those sitting on large cash reserves. Boys and Girls Town, a youth service organization in Omaha, filed a lawsuit against AIP after it was listed among the least needy charities because of a multi-million dollar trust fund. John Melangaggio is the organization's spokesman.
If I were to give them a grade for accuracy of information, well, let's just say he's not the Ralph Nader of philanthropy.
Melangaggio says his organization needs a large endowment to guarantee they'll be able to serve children and families in the future. The lawsuit was settled out of court. It did prompt Borokoff to include additional disclosures in his quarterly newsletter that goes out to 8,000 AIP members. Borokoff also has his critics within the charity watchdog community. Art Taylor is president of the Better Business Bureau Wise Giving Alliance. He says all charities, even the good ones, are tainted by the attacks Borokoff launches against a few.
His work can be very damaging to what's going on in nonprofits and what's going on in donors' minds.
Today, the nonprofit sector is big business. The country's 1.2 million nonprofit groups hold about $1 trillion in assets. Pablo Eisenberg is a senior fellow at the Center for Public and Nonprofit Leadership at the Georgetown Public Policy Institute. He thinks Daniel Borokoff is doing a good job shedding light on this industry.
The foundation community is overly sensitive, as are some of the big nonprofit organizations. And it's important for them to be watchdog.
Something the government has not done very well. A recent report by the General Accounting Office found the Internal Revenue Service audits less than 1% of tax-exempt charities. And it's pretty easy for anybody to start a charity. The IRS says there were 50,000 new ones last year. For NPR News, I'm Melba Lara in Chicago.
Our special report on charity in America was edited by Ellen Weiss and produced by Julia Buckley.